You are listening to Akashvani Delhi. In Science Talk, we now bring you a talk entitled Science of Yogasanas by Satyam Tiwari.
Namaste. Let us understand what is Yogasana according to our classical yogic text. We have Patanjali Yoga Sutrani written by Maharshi Patanjali that defines Yogasana as Sthira Sukhamasana. Asana is a steady and comfortable posture that we can hold for longer duration. According to Hatratnavali, practice of asanas remove diseases and provide stability, health and lightness. Let us understand what is the scope of yogasana, what we achieve if we practice yogasanas. The first and foremost dimension of practice of yogasana is physical well-being. If you practice yogasanas, your physical health will be enhanced. You will feel better with your body. Your muscles will be stronger. Another dimension is mental and emotional balance. If you practice yogasanas, your mind will become sharp. You will be feeling more sense of relaxation. Your stress will be reduced and your mind will be becoming calmer and calmer. Another dimension of yogasana is energetic and pranic flow. So if we practice yogasanas, our chakra system gets balanced. Our nadis, for example, Ida, Pingala, Sushumna, functions properly. And our vitality is enhanced. Another dimension of practice of yogasana is spiritual growth. So if you practice yogasanas, you will be growing spiritually. You will create stability in your life and you will allow yourself to feel meditative experiences more often. Another dimension of practice of yogasana is therapeutic applications. We can practice yogasanas to cure various life's problems. Problems like back pain, problems like migraine, diabetes, and different other conditions. Now let us understand what are the types of asanas and number of asanas. Basis on the mode of the function of the asanas, we have standing asanas. It is evident from the name, asana that we practice while standing is standing asanas. For example, Virbhadrasana, Tadasana, Vrikshasana, etc. Seated asanas. These are the asanas that we perform while sitting down. These are Padmasana, Sukhasana, Bhadrasana, etc. Supine asanas. These are the asanas that we practice while lying down on the back, that is Shavasana, Corpse Pose or Setu Bandhasana, Bridge Pose. Another type of asanas are prone lying asanas. We perform them while lying down on the stomach line. For example, Bhujangasana or Dhanur Asana. Another type of asanas are balancing asanas. For example, Bakasana, in which we balance ourselves. Another type is inversion asanas. For example, Sarvangasana or Sirshasana, in which we invert ourselves. Our head is positioned below the heart. Now let us understand, what are the key characteristics of asana? These are the must elements. They must be included while the practice of asanas. These are comfort. If your physical setup is not comfortable, you are not practicing asana. The asana must be comfortable enough. Alignment. Proper alignment is very essential if you practice asanas. Another thing is awareness. If you practice asana while distracting, while singing song or listening something else, this is not asana at all. This could be exercise, but this is not asana. You must be aware enough. Another thing is breath control and balance. Your body must be balanced. Your breathing must be controlled. And the most important key characteristic of asana is mind-body connection. Your mind must be integrated with your body because asanas are not just exercise or physical practices. These are psychosomatic come spiritual practices. Now let us understand the scientific mechanism of asanas in our different body systems. The first system that is very much affected by the practice of asanas is musculoskeletal system. Asanas involve stretching, strengthening, and balancing the musculoskeletal system. And in this way, our muscular strength is enhanced. Flexibility, joint mobility, our posture becomes better and we get overall stability. Another mechanism of asana is enhancing our circulatory system. Asanas has potential to improve blood circulation and oxygenation. So organs and tissues gets better supply of the asana. So organs or tissues gets better supply of the oxygen. Another system that gets affected is respiratory system. Asanas incorporate conscious breathing techniques, which can enhance respiratory function, lung capacity, and oxygen exchange. Deep breathing during asanas induces relaxation, reducing stress in the body. Another system to be affected is nervous system. Asanas influence the autonomic nervous system, fostering a balance between sympathetic, fight or flight, and parasympathetic branches. This equilibrium promotes stress and it gets reduced. Our relaxation and overall well-being is achieved. Another system to be affected by the scientific method of asana is endocrine system. Asanas impact our hormone production and regulation in the endocrine system. Regular practice of specific asanas show positive effect on hormonal level, including cortisol and serotonin. Another dimension of the practice of asana is psychophysiological effects. Asanas have a calming effect on the mind. It elevates anxiety and promotes mental relaxation. If you practice asanas in a mindful manner, your focus will be enhanced. So stress management would be achieved and your brain waves will become more healthier. Another dimension of asanas is body awareness and mind-body integration. Asanas foster body awareness and the integration of physical sensations with mental and emotional states. This heightened awareness aids in the self-regulation and the self-care. Now let us understand the scientific benefits of asanas. The first and foremost is physical fitness. If you practice asanas, your strength, endurance, flexibility, balance will be enhanced. Your physical fitness will be enhanced. Another benefit is musculoskeletal health. Your bones, joints, muscles will become stronger. Cardiovascular health. If you practice asanas, your heart rate will be elevated. Your blood circulation will be enhanced. Your blood pressure will be reduced and risk for cardiovascular disorders will go down. The potential benefits of asanas is respiratory functions. Your lung capacity, oxygen uptake, respiratory efficiency will be enhanced. Your pulmonary capacity will be enhanced. And even the conditions like asthma can be reversed with the practice of proper therapeutic asanas. Stress reduction. The most important benefit of asana is managing stress. And it leads to emotional well-being. Regular practice of asanas leads to mental health. And at the end, pain management. If you practice asanas, your lower back pain, fibromyalgia, gout, migraine will go off. So asanas does not affect only the body, but it also affects our mind, our spirit, our consciousness. Namaste.
You just heard a talk entitled Science of Yogasanas by Satyam Tiwari.